Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. Easter is celebrated almost universally in the U.S. for various reasons, but why do you celebrate it? Do you know the resurrected Jesus for yourself, and are you demonstrating that resurrection power to those around you? Join our guest Caleb Forster today as he poses the simple question, is he risen?
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. I'm Bobby Bosler, and I'm speaking to you today from Taylor, South Carolina, but my guest is coming to you from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Many of you have heard, either on the podcast or in person, Caleb Forster share his heart, and here today on this holiday weekend, as we celebrate an amazing historical reality that ought to change our lives every day, Caleb's going to be sharing what God has put on his heart for us here this week. So Caleb, take it away.
It's my privilege to be able to present here for this podcast and this week. And I have a question for you as we start out here. Would you think of something that you enjoy talking about? You know, maybe a cooking, maybe a hobby of fishing or hunting. Could be a number of different things. For me, I enjoy talking about Milwaukee tools. I love the color red on them. I love the torque, love the battery life that they have. I believe that if you put any other color tool up against them, that the Milwaukee is going to come out on top. I may be a little bit biased living here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where the headquarters for Milwaukee Tools is at, but be that as it may, I enjoy talking about this type of tool, a drill, a circular saw that we use for building. I can talk to strangers about this, talk to shed customers. I enjoy this tool. What do you enjoy? The reality is that there is something that's far greater that has happened in our lives that we should be willing to talk to anyone about. We're celebrating it right now in this resurrection week. We think about Easter and all that Jesus Christ has done for us. But I feel that in my own life, sometimes I cloud over the reality of Christ's resurrection power. That if people looked at my life, they would question, is Jesus really risen? Is he risen in my life, in your life? Matthew 28, 6 through 8 gives us a recounting of the resurrection. We're going to read it. I want to have some thoughts here. It's good to be excited once a year about this resurrection power, but even greater would be to live with the life and power of our risen Lord being seen daily in my life and in your life. So here's some considerations we think about this. What would this look like on a daily basis? First of all, in Matthew 28, verse 6, we find here the angel speaking to the two Marys that came to the tomb. He says to them, "He is not here, for he is risen." And he said, "Come, see the place where the Lord lay. Consider with me the truth of the resurrection." I would challenge you that you would consider this truth on a daily basis. Not just once a year, not just the first day of the week, which all these things are good, but on a daily basis, you would think about the reality that Jesus Christ, He is not in the tomb, He is risen, and because of that resurrection power, He enables you and I to live lives that are totally surrendered and totally dependent on God, and seeing miracles done in our lives. And even as we've talked about the past 2 weeks of not being ashamed of the gospel, this is Jesus Christ who wants to live in us and give us that power, that boldness in proclaiming the gospel. I had the opportunity to go to Israel and actually see this tomb. And I know these ladies, when they saw that, for me, thousands of years later, seeing this tomb, for them, seeing it right after Jesus Christ had risen, it's something I think about. I know it was something that they were thinking about, and we know it changed their life. It changed the life of the disciples. We find that other accounts of this story. We find it in the book of Acts. When Jesus Christ's resurrection power was known in their life, they were willing to share it. They were willing to speak with others. Thousands of people were being affected and were still being affected today. Is he risen? Yes, he is risen. would we consider this truth on a daily basis? Also, would you consider with me the urgency that the angel gave to them to give this message out? Verse 7, "And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." There is an urgency here. Go speedily. Tell this good news. Don't keep it to yourselves. Let others know that Jesus is risen. Are you telling others that Jesus is risen? The resurrection power that is at work in your life, can others see it? Are you letting it out? Are you speaking of it? Are you going and telling others? Not only should we consider the truth of the resurrection on a daily basis, not only should we consider the urgency that we should have to give this message, consider with me then the joy in their obedience. This is found in verse 8. "And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word." Here they are, the joy filling their heart. Why was there joy here? Jesus was alive. He wasn't dead. The scriptures were fulfilled. I don't know if they knew all of it at that point, but as the days went by and Jesus showed himself to them, they remember these things. They remembered and realized the power of the resurrection. Young person, yes, Jesus is risen. He is alive. But I ask you, is your life showing it? Do people know by your life, your actions, your speech, that he is risen? There's some ways that we could apply this. First of all, just being excited about this truth. It's going to take daily time in God's Word, reading his Word, knowing it. You know, I went to the land of Israel, and you don't have to go there to experience this. You don't have to see the tomb in person for you to know that this is truth. We can look at God's Word, and God, he wants to help our heart, encourage us, and give us the strength and power from his Word in that time in the Bible reading, in that time in prayer. Two other things, though, that I think that would be helpful for us to consider thinking of Jesus Christ being risen. First of all, when you go through your day and people ask you, especially unbelievers ask you how you're doing, would you simply think of an answer that would turn them to Christ? Well, let me share with you what I learned from my devotions today. How am I doing today? Jesus has new mercies for me today. I am just so blessed by that. How am I doing today? My sins are forgiven. I've had a time of speaking with him, time in prayer. It's incredible what he's doing in my life. Have you ever experienced that? You know, that simple conversation, what a bridge into the gospel. They wouldn't be expecting, and gives you a great opportunity to be able to talk with them. Another thing that I've been thinking of here recently is Jesus' name is used so flippantly by so many people. And to have an answer ready, so when they speak his name in vain, I am ready. Oh, you know what? Jesus, he does love you. You know what? Jesus, he's my Savior. Would you mind not using that name? Jesus is my Savior. He gave his life for me. Oh, I love him. And in these simple ways, we can let our lives be a witness. He gave his life for us. Could we not boldly speak up for him, speaking of his love to you and to me? Young person, Jesus is risen. As you think of the resurrection in these days, would you remember and live the reality that Jesus is alive?
Amen, Caleb. Thank you so much for that. You know what, young people, Easter is not just a time to celebrate some dry, dusty historical fact. As I said at the beginning, this is a reality that ought to change your life every single day. Jesus is alive. And you know what, young people? That's why we surrender our lives to him. And you know what? It's because of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ that we are able to depend upon him to spread the news of his resurrection all across the world. You know, young people, total surrender, total dependence. It's what we're all about. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's generation.org.